This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu once mentioned, أفرس الناس ثلاثة. The three people stand out to be the greatest physiognomists of all times, the most intelligent, those whose predictions, those whose understanding was absolutely accurate. Number one was the daughter of Shu'aib alayhi salam, who said to her dad, استأجره إن خير من استأجرت القوي الأمين, that this man Moses is a person who we should employ because he has the qualities of trustworthiness and he is strong and mighty. And the second was the minister in the tale and the narrative of Yusuf alayhi salam, who after purchasing Yusuf in the marketplace came home and said to his wife, أكرمي مثواه عسى أن ينفعنا, that honor his stay, it's highly possible that he will benefit us. And the third, of course, was Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, when he nominated Umar ibn Khattab as his successor. Wow, has the world ever seen a leader like Umar ibn Khattab? No, never, never, never. Just amazing, unique in all regards. Two incidents to explain the life of this gentle giant radiallahu anhu. So on a particular instance, Umar radiallahu anhu is given an address, and in that he says, لَا تُغَالُوا فِي مُهُورِ النِّسَى. Oh people, do not give women exorbitant dowries. Do not give exorbitant dowries. In moderation, give dowry. A woman comes to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, and she engages him. And she asks Umar radiallahu anhu, are we compelled to follow the message from the Quran or the sentiments echoed by you? So Umar radiallahu anhu says, no, you have to follow the Quran. And if my words contradict the message of the Quran, then of course the Quran takes precedence over what I have said. So she said, well, then I find inconsistency in your statement and the verse of the Quran. So Umar radiallahu anhu said, and which verse are you referring to? Can you imagine how erudite, knowledgeable and learned the woman of the time and one and all were? So she referenced the verse, وَإِنْ أَرَدْتُمُ اسْتِبْدَالَ زَوْجٍ مَكَانَ زَوْجٍ وَآتَيْتُمْ إِحْدَاهُنَّ قِنْطَارًا. In the fourth juz, in the fourth chapter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if you end in one union, you dissolve in it, and then you get in married to another woman, and you had given your former spouse a large treasure, then don't claim it at the time of dissolving the union. So the Quran releases a hint to the permissibility of giving your spouse a large treasure as dowry. When Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu heard this, what did he say? Asabat imra'atun. This woman is correct. Akhta'a rajulun. And I have erred. Kullu wahid afqah min Umar. The truth be told, everybody is more learned than me. He had the broad chest to openly admit and concede that he erred in his verdict. Tabaqat ibn Sa'ad, Jarir ibn Abdullah Bajali radiyallahu anhu says, I was sitting with Umar radiyallahu anhu, and there was a gathering around us. Someone passed wind, released flatulence, and there was a stench in the atmosphere. Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu anhu said, Azamtu ala sahib al-rih. I insist on the individual who has passed wind to stand up and make ablution. Jarir ibn Abdullah Bajali said, I held the hand of Umar and I said, Umar, awa yatawadda'u al-qawmu jami'a. Why not request everybody to make wudu? In doing so, the individual will not be exposed. Sayyidina Umar, when he heard this, he complimented me and he said, ni'ma sayyidu anta fil jahiliyya wa ni'ma sayyidu anta fil Islam. Indeed, you were a great leader in pre-Islamic days and you equally a leader post-Islam. That is what makes Umar, Umar, accessible, amenable, and he would extend an ear to anyone who could advise him and counsel him. May Allah bless us with that ability that we can also listen to those who advise us. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen.